Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise and worship leader. Praise God. Come in. Come in.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I've had my share of ups and downs, times when there was no one around. God came and spoke these words to me, praise will conceal the enemy. I've had my share of ups and downs, times when there was no one around. God came and spoke these words to me, praise will conceal the enemy. I started singing, I started clapping, I started dancing, people were laughing. They knew my problems, they knew my pain, but I knew God would take them away. Oh, 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 I've had my share of ups and downs, times when there was no one around. God came and spoke these words to me, will conceal the enemy. I started singing, I started clapping, I started dancing, people were laughing. They knew my problems, they knew my pain, but I knew God would take them away. That's why I praise him with my hands. That's why I praise him in the dance. He is giving me a second chance. Come on, let's praise him in advance.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, I cut off. I'm sorry, everybody. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Lord, if I find favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my heart's cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. Across the hottest desert, I travel near or far for your glory. I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King, for your glory. I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. Lord, if I find favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my heart's cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. Across the hottest desert, I travel near or far for your glory. I will do anything just to see you, to behold as my King. For your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. For your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. For your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. I want to be where you are, be where you are. I want to be where you are. I gotta be where you are. I want to be where you are. I gotta be where you are. I want to be where you are. Peace is where you are. Joy is where you are, and love is who you are. I wanna be where you are. I gotta be where you are. For your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. You have been listening to Just Show Up Outreach Ministries Praise Leader, Evangelist, Shayla Hilton. Amen. By way of Houston, Texas. Amen, amen. Give it up for our praise leader. Amen, amen. Praise you in advance. Lord, we praise you in advance. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Because we want to be where you are. If we find favor in your sight, Lord, we want to find favor in your sight. Thank you, Shayla Hilton. You are listening to Just Show Up Outreach Ministries. Amen, amen. I am yours truly, Evangelist Sadie Alford. Amen, 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 amen. We're going to have to excuse Minister Alford today. He's not feeling his best, and we're not going to disturb him. He's resting. Amen, amen, amen. So we're just going to go ahead, amen, and just say you are truly, truly, truly welcome. Amen. We welcome you with open arms, open heart. Amen, amen, amen. And let's show up outreach ministries. Amen, amen. It's reaching out. Amen, reaching out. Amen, amen, amen. To the lost, outcast, hurting, lonely. Amen. Depressed, oppressed. Amen. Whatever the case may be, God knows. Amen. Amen. God knows our heart. Amen. He knows what we are dealing with. Amen. He knows our situation. Amen. God knows our situation. Amen. Just like he knew. Amen. Amen. The woman at the well. Amen. He knew her situation. Amen. And he is concerned. Hallelujah. He's still offering his gift of love. Amen. A free gift. It's free. Amen, amen. Eternal life is free. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. We're going to go right on, amen, into the scriptures. And our scripture today is going to come, amen, from Psalms 41. We're going to come from Psalms 41. Amen, amen. And it reads, amen, amen, amen. Canst thou draw out Leviathan with a hook or his tongue with a cord, which thou lettest down. Canst thou put an hook into his nose or bore his jaw through with a thorn? Will he make many supplications unto thee? Will he speak soft words unto thee? Will he make a covenant with thee? Will thou take him for a servant forever? Will thou play with him as with a bird, or will thou bind him for thy maiden? Shall the companions make a banquet for him? Shall they part him among the merchants? Canst thou fill his skin with barbed iron, or his head with fish spears? Lay thy hand upon him. Remember the battle. Do no more. Remember the battle. Do no more. Behold. Behold, the hope of him is in vain. Shall not one be cast down even at the sight of him? Amen, amen. None is so fierce that dare stir him up. Who then is able to stand before me? Who has prevented me that I should repay him? Whatsoever is under the whole heaven is mine. I will not conceal his part, nor his power, nor his comely proportion. Who can discover the face of his garment? Who can come to him with his double bridle? Who can open the doors of his face? His teeth are terrible round about. His scales are his prize, shut up together as with closed seal. No one near to another, that no air can come between them. There is, they are joined one to another. They stick together that they cannot be sundered. By his measuring, a light doeth shine, and his eyes are like the eyelids of the morning. Out of his mouth go burning lamps, and sparks of fire leap out. Out of his nostrils go smoke. Out of his steeping pot of clarodrome, his breath kindles cold, and a flame goes out of his mouth. His neck remaineth strength, and sorrow is turned into joy before him. Amen. I'm going to stop right there. Amen. I'm going to stop right there. Amen, 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 amen. Amen, amen. Amen. May God, amen, amen, add a blessing to the hearers and the doers of his word. Amen. Heavenly Father, we do thank you. We bless you, God, for another opportunity to come together, Lord God, to just praise you and lift you up, oh God, in the name of Jesus, dear God. We come before you, Lord. We come before you thanking you, Lord God, asking you, oh God, to look down on us, oh God, as you have down through the week, oh God, with the eyes of tender love and mercy, oh God. You brought us this far, allowing us to come together one more time, God. And we do give you glory, Lord God. We give you all of the honor and all the praise, oh God. Bless everyone that come today and that will come, oh Father God, to have a desire to come and not able to come for whatever reason, God. We give you glory, Lord. We give you praise and honor, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you, oh God, touch, heal, and deliver, oh God. Bless our children, oh God, as they come forth today. Bless each child, oh God. Bless each adult, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray your blessing, God. We pray your blessing, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you shine upon us, oh God. Rain down upon us, oh God. Let us be healed, oh, hear, oh God, your word today. Let us be healed through your word, oh God. Let us be strengthened through your word, oh God. It's your word, oh God. We stand on your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, God, bless each and every one that will come forth, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, let us, oh, God, to reach, oh, God. Let us reach, oh, God. Let us reach someone, oh, Father God. Oh, Father, to help encourage, oh, God. Oh, God, to strengthen, oh, God, to run on a little while long, oh, God. See what the end is going to be. For this all, we'll give you glory, we'll give you honor, and we'll give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen. Humble me. Humble me. Humble me, Lord. Let me do thy will. Humble me. Humble me. Humble me, Lord. Humble me. Humble me, Lord, and let me do thy will. I want to do your will, oh God. I mean, to know that we have to, amen, have to have a humble heart. Amen, except we come as a little child. Amen, amen. We shall have no wise into the kingdom. We shall have no wise into the kingdom. Amen, amen, except we come humble as a little child. And that is our hope today. Amen. Our hope today, amen, is to reach your kingdom, God. Is to reach your kingdom, God. Amen. Is to reach your kingdom, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you. Once again, I say thank you. Our focus today, amen, our focus today is pride. Our focus today is pride. Amen, amen. Pride. That's what we want to talk about today. Amen. We want to focus on pride. Amen, amen. What pride can do for us and what pride can not do for us. Amen. Amen. In our Christian walk. In our Christian walk. Amen, amen. Pride determines. Amen. Pride determines. Amen. So we'll go right on into the children's corner right now. And we want to ask that, who all do we have in the children's corner at this time? Do we have, I heard the Z Squad. Amen, amen. The Z Squad is in the children's corner. Amen, amen. We thank God for the children's corner. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, God, we just ask that you to bless our children. Amen. As they come forth, amen, dear God. We, oh, God, we want to do your will in training children, oh, God. Oh, God, giving them your word, oh, God. Oh, God, that there are no, God, in this life. That they, no matter how hard troubled times are, they still have a choice. They have a choice. Oh, they have a choice. Amen, amen. And we pray that they, amen, will heed the word and make the right choice. Amen, amen. Now, who do we have in the children's corner? Come again.
The London Brothers.
The London Brothers. All right, London Brothers. Who else do we have in the children's corner? The C Squad. Amen, amen, amen. One else in the children's corner. Amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. God bless, God bless, God bless. Amen. We're going to go. We're going to move on expeditiously. And amen, amen. We're going to call for the Z Squad to come and make your presentation. The Z Squad. We're gonna get a song first. Give me a song from the Z Squad. Give me a song from the Z Squad. Give me your name.
Zaylee Smith.
How old are you, Zaylee?
6 years old.
Hey, man, come forward, Zaylee. I decided to follow Jesus, you see.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turn back. No turn back. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back, no turning back. Don't no one join me, don't follow. Don't no one join me. Till I will follow. Don't know why join me. Till I will follow. No turning back. 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 Amen.
Amen. Y'all give it up for Zayas and Kim. Oh, amen. Follow Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Ah, my God. Who do we have next? Amen. Who do we have next? Amen.
We're gonna get to our London brothers. Oh, you just hold there that one minute, there, London brothers. Uh-huh, sister. Give your name and your age. My name is Zaya Smith, and I'm seven years old. I'm gonna be reading Proverbs 13 and 10.
Where there is strife, there is pride. But wisdom is found in both the same advice. Proverbs 16:5. The Lord detests all the proud of heart. Be sure of this, they will not go unpunished. Amen.
Amen. Y'all give it up for 6-year-old Zaya. 7-year-old. Seven-year-old. Amen. Okay. And now we're going to have, what's your name? Celia? Tell me your name and age. Okay, well, y'all can stay with her.
Come on, say it.
Let us break together on our knees. When I walk on my knees, with my face through the ashes, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Let us sing one together on our knees. Let us sing one together on our knees. When I fall on my knees, we might thank to the rising sun. Oh, Lord, have mercy on me. Let us praise God together on our knees. Let us praise God together on our knees. When I fall on my knees, when my thanks to the rising sun, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Let the Lord have mercy on me. Amen.
Amen. And the squad. Amen, 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 amen. Brother Zaylin, you want to come on now? So you like you want to fall asleep on me? Come on, let's give it up for Brother Zaylin.
Amen.
My name is Zaylin Hill. I'm 10 years old. Proverbs 26:12. Do you see a wise person in their own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for them. Proverbs 27:2. Let someone else praise you and not with your own mouth, and outsider and not with your own lips.
And talking about pride. I was interested in learning about pride today. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Thank God for our children. Amen, amen. Now, we hear the London Brothers. All right, before the London Brothers come on, our praise and worship leader, Ashella, to come back with us one more time. And then we're going to hear from the London Brothers.
Amen, amen, amen. I will be reading. Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. But watch yourselves, or you also may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. In this verse, as I said again, if anyone thinks they are something they are not, they deceive themselves. Paul is explaining to the Christians how to live together as people in Christ. He has just written that we must help carry each other's burden. What causes us not to practice this is pride. We see ourselves as self-reliant, not needing anyone else's help to carry our load. Even when it gets heavy for us, or perhaps we are simply too proud to do the work of carrying another's burden, the problem with that failure is that it makes ourselves the focus of our own love and attention. It means believing our own lies, that we are more significant or stronger than other believers. In truth, only Christ is strong enough to meet all of our needs. And then all of our strength comes from God's Spirit. We must not fall into the trap of seeing ourselves as the source of our own ability to follow Jesus. That will hurt us as hurting the Christians around us. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Teaching our children about pride. Amen, amen, amen. Glory, 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 glory. Now the London Brothers. London Brothers, come forward, my baby. Did the London Brothers get cut off or anything? Hello?
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 Yes, sorry. My phone is connected. Only source of life and health. Help, comfort, and relieve me, and give your power of healing to those who minister to my needs, that my weaknesses may be turned to strength and confidence in your loving care for the sake of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Your phone was a little low. Honey, next one come forward. Try to speak up a little louder here.
Ma'am, my name is Keyshad London. I'm going to be doing a poem, a gospel poem. Sorry, my phone is acting a little bad right now. Holy Spirit in me, and choosing as I sing, breathe into the music, united joy I bring. Holy Spirit joins me, linking with when I pray. Always there to teach me, love always the way. Holy Spirit shines on all I see and read, opening my heart to compassion and I need. Holy Spirit lifts me up so that I know how to find my way to Jesus. Into Spirit and kind, Holy Spirit guide me with pure divine light. My true path is clearer, using my source of sight. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. I have the cone open and I hear somebody rattling dishes. I appreciate it. You put your phone on mute if you're going to be have a little noise around you, because right now I'm trying to make sure I have all of the children and I don't know the numbers not to open the line up for them. So please put your phone on mute if you can. Amen.
Amen.
Now we're going to... Any more children on the corn? Amen, amen. We want to know if there are any more children in the children's corner. Amen. If not, then we're going to have Sister Peggy Barnes to come forth and bless our children and make a presentation. Amen. Sister Peggy
Barnes,
thank you
for the children.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. I need a little bit more time, but I'm going to go ahead on pray. Yeah, I'm just going to pray. Oh, God, we thank you for the children, oh, God. Bless them in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, protect them from the enemy, Lord. We ask you to bless them in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we give them strength, Lord. Give them strength, oh, God. Oh, let them be around the adults, oh, God, and let the Lord, hallelujah, that can teach them, oh, God, the ways of God, the true ways of God. We ask you to bless them in a special way, Lord. Oh, God, we love the children, oh, God. We ask you to, hallelujah, put your arms around them, oh, God. Oh, God, you're saying that in your word, Lord, that your angels kept around and by them, oh, God, because they do love you, oh, God. They sing praises to you, Lord. Oh, God, protect them, Lord, for the enemy to come and snatch them away, oh, God. But, oh, bless them right now, Lord. We ask you to keep them, oh, God, in your will, in your perfect will, Lord. Bless them in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. And we come to you, Lord, today, oh, God. We ask you to bless this line tonight, oh, God. Touch, oh, God, the stadium and minister after, oh, God. We ask you to bless them in a special way, Lord. Oh, God, bless them in the name of Jesus. And keep them, oh, God. Keep them in your will, Lord. Keep them safe, oh, God. Keep them well, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, oh, God. We forever give you praise. Give you glory, oh, God, that do your name, oh, God. We thank you right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, we thank you right now. Thank God. Amen. I can't do my song.
Amen.
I can't do my song because I'm not in the right place right now for the song.
Okay, that's all right.
The car is.
And it's kind of dark, I can't see.
Yes.
All right. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much for blessing our children. Amen. Amen. Now, we'll ask.
Thank you, hallelujah.
If we have no more children on the line, we don't want to overlook any of our children that may want to come forward. Amen. Amen. We don't want to overlook any of our children that want to come forward. We'll go on and we'll find out who do we have as adults on the line that like to make a presentation. Amen. You may come forward at this time. Thank you, Sister Peggy Boyne. Who do we have who would like to make a presentation? Our adult.
Minister Richardson.
Minister Richardson. Anyone else?
Minister Brenda Mills.
Minister Brenda. Minister Mills. Amen. Anyone else? Any other adult that would like to make a presentation? They give your name now. Amen, amen. Minister Richardson, Minister Mim, come forward.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, I'd like to ask our children to stay on the line so you can hear more of the word. Amen. We want you to get a good grounding in the word. Amen.
Amen.
I think I'm going to read Revelation 21. Yeah. Revelation 21, verse 8. And it reads as follows. But the filth and unbelieving and the abomination and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and adulterers and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Amen. Praise God for the word. The word has already been blessed. Now I would like to pray for the congregation. Heavenly Father God, we thank you for another opportunity to come before your throne of grace, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Thank you for looking and having mercy upon us, Lord God. Thank you for forgiving us of our sins that we committed today, Lord God. Thank you for blessing our homes, Lord God. Thank you for blessing our children in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for blessing your children that come on the line and praise your holy name. Sing songs to you, Lord God. Bless them, Lord God, continually in the name of Jesus. Father God, bless their parents, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Look, Lord, and have mercy upon the children over on the other side of the world, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for blessing them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, and thank you for their parents. Thank you for their grandparents, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for their brothers and sisters, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Show them that we should get along with each other, love on each other, God, above all, love. Because you are love, God. And we'll be so careful to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus, that's a wonderful name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Richardson, Minister Mims.
Amen. They say in Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. And I will serve the Lord. He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust as Lord. We trust in you with everything, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for keeping watch over us, Lord. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for walking and talking with us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We know that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, Lord. Help us, O Lord, give us faith, Father, more faith, Father, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Lord, for always keeping us covered in the blood, Father. We thank you, Lord. We trust you and only you, Father. Your word, Father, in the name of Jesus, because your word is true, Father. Help us, O Lord, to speak the word over our situations. And whatever, Lord, in the name of Jesus, whatever our situations may be, Father, we just thank you for it. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for everyone that's on his mind, Father. Bless them, Father, in the name of Jesus, their families, their friends, and their neighbors, Lord. We just thank you, Father, for healing, Father, of the hearts, the minds, and souls, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Turn every stony heart back to flesh, Father. Thank you for the children, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as they praise your name, Lord, in word and in song, Father. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this prayer line, Father, in the name of Jesus, and that my sister continue on, Father. In the name of Jesus, and more will come, Father. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord, for each and every other prayer line, Father, in the name of Jesus. That you say when two or three are gathered, there you are in the midst, Father. We just thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings, Father, upon each and everyone that's on this line, Father. Thank you for strength, Father. Thank you for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of your word, Father, of the way you want things done, Father, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, sometimes we don't understand, Father, but you come. You come, Father, to help us understand, Father, in the name of Jesus, through your word, Father. We just thank you, Father. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we bind, Lord, in the name of Jesus, sickness and disease, Father. We bind pride, Father. We bind jealousy, envy, Father, in the name of Jesus. Boredom, Father, we bind it all in the name of Jesus, Father. We cast it out, pluck it up from the roof, Father, in the name of Jesus. Jealousy, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we bind it. Cast it out, Father. Pluck it up, Father, from the roof, Father. We just thank you, Father. We know there's so much going on in this world, Father. You already know you revealed it since the beginning, Father, in the name of Jesus. But we thank you, Lord, that you give us your word, Father, to stand by toward the enemy, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for healing for those that are in need of a healing, Father. We thank you. That they are healed from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, Father. We thank you that you keep them all covered in the mighty presence, but protect them, Lord, from all danger and all harm, Father, in the name of Jesus. Yes, bless each and everyone that's out here in these streets, Father. Keep them covered, keep them protected, Father, in the name of Jesus. Keep each and every home covered in the mighty precious blood, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, for my Pastor Kenneth Spadden, the man of God, Father. Thank you for strengthening them, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, that you wake them up each and every morning, Father, in the name of Jesus, with the finger of love, Lord. We just thank you for it, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for wisdom, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you give us that each and every day, Father, in the name of Jesus. Help us, O Lord, to keep our minds set upon you in these days and times, in the name of Jesus. Help us, O Lord, to judge not, in the name of Jesus. Help us to continue to pray for one another, not judge one another, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Help us to forgive, Lord, one another, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just thank you, Father. We just thank you, and we praise your name. We thank you for the victory. We know the battle is not ours. We know it's yours, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Mims. Amen, amen. Amen. Now we want to go back and ask if there any other adults or children that would like to make a presentation at this time.
I want to say something to the children. This is Carolyn Peters from Macomb.
Amen. Man, bless you.
And I don't know if our children are still, if the children are still there on the phone, on the line, but they had a kid tonight read from Proverbs, and she read, "Let others esteem you higher than you esteem yourself." Mm-hmm. And I like that because when all the kids sing, they all can sing. And they
Amen.
All sounded so beautifully. I haven't heard them this clear since I've been on the line. They was very clear, very concise. They knew what they wanted. They were just going at it. And I'm esteeming you now because you really did an awesome job. All of you sounded so beautiful. And
Amen.
But that deserve a round of applause, not just a praise, a round of applause. I thank
Amen.
You for those songs tonight.
Amen.
And don't esteem yourself higher than you should, because when we do that, we give God room to bring us down. And God doesn't like the prideful. He likes the humble. So keep yourself humbled and grounded, knowing mm-hmm. that this beautiful gift is a grace piece that God gave you. God gave you grace to be able to do this. There are going to be people that you meet that want to sing, but really can't sing. And we're not to judge them nor make fun of them, not say, I can do it better than you. You just do what God called you to do. And as far as I can see it, you guys are doing what God called you to do. And you're doing it with grace, and you're doing it with joy. And it's just so, it brings so much joy to my heart to hear you grow so gracefully in Christ, especially the London brothers moving on into preaching and teaching that word more than singing that word. I hear them more or less giving a word, and that is beautiful. That is nothing but the grace of God. He's graced you to be able to tell the story of Jesus Christ himself. Okay, yes. Don't let all of this go to your head and you think you're better than someone else. Because when that happens, God is going to bring you down. He's going to humble you. And pride, before pride comes with a fall. So you don't want to fall, so don't get prideful. Don't let it just go to your head. Just thank God and say, the grace of God is upon me, and I'm doing this for Jesus. And I haven't heard any of you say you're doing it for yourself. I've only heard you do it for God. And that is such a blessing. That is such a blessing. And I've been blessed just by listening to you guys sing tonight and pray your prayers and do your poems and read your scriptures. I've been just truly blessed.
Amen.
And I thank you for that.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Amen. Did you hear the chairman
say amen? Thank you.
Amen.
You're welcome. Amen. You all are so welcome. I so enjoyed you. And that little trio that sing, my goodness, y'all really, really sound like you was very prepared and you was just on it, ready, on it, ready, on it, ready. You sounded great. All of you sounded great. I enjoyed you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Caroline. Amen. Macomb, Mississippi. Amen. Encouraging our children. Amen. Amen. We thank God for all of you. Now, we want to ask who else we have on. And all children that would like to make a presentation at this time.
Praise God. This is Sister Vivian. Praise God. I'm just enjoying it so much. And I'll agree. She said a lot of the things I had wanted to say. I thank God for her and those encouraging words to the children. How wonderful. God just got it all in control. Praise God. And we do thank God for his goodness, his grace, his mercy. Praise God. We thank God for what he is doing in the children. We pray that they will continue in the Lord and not give up, not get angry, and not let pride step in where they won't want to continue because somebody said something to them that might hurt their feelings or whatever, but that they just press on even harder. The more they get knocked down, the more they get up and start all over again and keep on going. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? And I pray that that song will soak into them and know that the Lord is their light, the Lord is guiding them, and they will not fear, because the Bible tells us, don't fear, Praise God. Mm-hmm. Only thing to fear is fear God. Fear God. Fear what you do that will harm him, that will make his heart unhappy, because he's glad that you is praising him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Back to you, Minister Zadie. God bless each one of you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I'm going to play this tape. They're going to hear the tape all over again. But they was waiting on dinner, and Mama got dinner ready so she could get ready to go to work, and they ran for the food. Amen. But I'm sure there's some still on the line. Amen. Amen. Listening in. Amen. And right now we're going to ask, who else do we have on the corn? Amen. And children or adults that would like to come to the make a presentation at this time. Is there anyone else? You may come now. Give your name.
I'm on the line, Sister. I'm sorry. I'm late.
Mother Smith.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I'm
come
late.
Forward, Mother.
I really was just getting on to listen.
Oh, okay. Amen. Amen. Well,
I just,
amen.
Just getting on to listen. And,
okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll ask if anyone else is on, and if you want to come later, we'll let you come in later. Amen. Is there anyone else that would like to come forward before Mother Smith? Our focus today is pride. We're teaching our children about pride today. Amen.
Oh,
pride. Mm. Amen. Pride. Not to think themselves any higher than anyone else. Amen. Amen. And they've had some very, very powerful encouragers. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Is there anyone else, other than Mother Regina, that would like to come right now? Amen. Well, Mother, we're so glad that you came, and you're always a blessing. Amen. Thank God for you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, if we don't have anyone else, Shayla, are you still on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Amen. Would you like to say anything else before I go? Well, I guess I better go ahead on. Amen, amen. I guess I better go ahead on with what I have to present today, because I only did an hour today. Amen. I only we only took on an hour today. Amen. To talk about pride, and the main thing of it is, amen, is to encourage our young people. To encourage our young people not to think highly of themselves than they're sure. And I tell you, Minister Carolyn, Mother Augie Wynn, are you on the line?
Mm-hmm.
Mother Wynn, let me see.
I thought I saw her.
No,
I'll make sure I have
her. Okay, I was trying to make sure. Ma'am? Uh-huh. Yeah, I was trying to make sure I didn't have her locked out. Amen, amen, amen. Yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am. So we're talking about, you know, their pride. Amen. We're trying to let our children to understand early in life, amen, about pride and the danger of pride. Amen.
Amen.
Scripture tells us that strife, that pride come before a fall. Amen. Many,
mm-hmm.
many who have had pride have had great falls. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we'll look at what are some of the symptoms of pride. Of pride. And some of them, you know, and pride, you have to be careful about pride. We all,
amen.
I mean, even as adults, even as old seasoned adults, we have to be very, very careful. Amen. Because pride is like a snake. It's slithery. It's sneaky. Pride is sneaky. Yeah, and it's, so you have a snake that sticks around on his belly. That's the way pride is. Amen. Unaware. In fault finding. In fault finding. We have to be careful if we are always fault finding. Finding fault in others. If we have a harsh spirit, we have to be careful, We check our spirit to see if we have a harsh spirit. If we are always on the, we're always defensive. We're always defensiveness. We're always being defensive. We have to be very, very careful. Presumption. Before God. We have to be careful. Desperation for attention. Come on now. Desperation for attention. Amen. I talked to myself. I not wear a lot of different wigs. I got to have a wig on every day of the week. I may have on a different wig because I got so many wigs. I may have a hat on because I got so many hats. And, you know, but what is it? Am I trying to be hypocritical? Am I trying to get attention? Am I draw attention to myself? Am I just being mean, humble? Amen. We have to know in our heart what our reason, our motive, because we're going to be judged by what? Our motive.
Amen.
That's what God is going to judge, our motive. Amen. Neglecting others. Amen. Do I neglect others? I remember once in New Orleans, a few years ago, and I had just came from church, and I loved to wear what I have. You know, I had on my little costume jewelry, you know, and I had it on, and I had on my hat, and I was all dressed up, and I came by my brother's house, and my uncle lived together over there, and they had a lot of people over there, you know. They kind of lived in, you know, that fast life, and they had a whole crowd over there, and when I stepped out, a lot of them that know me, boy, they was bright. I was looking, look at you. And I began to take off the hat, take off the jewelry, and I said, I'll take it all off if I can just get you all to turn your life over to Jesus. It don't mean that much to me. We got to know. We got to know what is in our heart. Amen?
Amen.
It's our riches. It's our power. It's our fat. It's our... Is I'm a minister. I'm a bishop. I'm our title. Amen. We got to come down and be and humble and loving. That's how we are connected to God and to drawing others to Christ. Amen.
Amen.
We want to watch. We want to watch how we live. Amen. It's a Pride is often driven by post-self-worth and shame. We feel so badly about ourselves that we compensate by feeling superior. We look for others' flaws as a way to conceal our own. We relish criticizing others as a defense against recognizing our own shortcomings. Let us recognize our shortcomings. Let us just bow before God. This is what this is all about. Coming to God about how we, amen, not always looking at others. I used to say, well, other folks are doing this and other folks are doing that. But God let me know it's not about what other folks are doing. It's about the calling and anointing that is on your life. When we stand before God, to stand there personally. Mother can't stand for us. Father, sister, brother can't stand for us. We're going to have to stand there personally. Amen. So let us humble ourselves in the mighty hand of God, who is able to exalt us in due time. And he will. He'll exalt us in due time. He said he would. Amen. Amen. So we're going to look to God. Amen. Proverbs 2:11 said, when pride comes, then comes disgrace. Uh-huh. But with humility comes wisdom. Proverbs 16:5 said, the Lord detests all the proud of heart. Be sure of this. They will not go unpunished. Uh-huh. Proverbs 16:18 said, pride goes before destruction. A haughty spirit before a fall. A haughty spirit before a fall. Haughty, all built up and just, you know, all high and mighty till we can't love on and care for others. We want to, no matter what we go through, we want to be able. We want to be able to humble ourselves, reach down and help our brother, our sister up. Uh-huh, Sister Shayla, Evangelist Shayla, she raved about that. Amen. When a brother or sister fall, we don't laugh and scorn them. No. If we do that, tomorrow we might fall. So what we going to do? We're going to help them up. We're going to help them. Amen. And draw them back. Amen. Amen. Our time is up. Father God, we thank you for all that has transpired on this evening, oh God. We pray that you got all of the glory and the honor and all of the praise, God. We give it to you, God. We thank you, Lord God, for our children, oh Father God. We pray that their hearts were pricked, oh God. We pray that their minds was regulated, oh God. We just thank you, oh God, that it helped, oh God, our elderly in some way to just hold on and be faithful and know that God has got something better. There's something better coming. Amen, amen. We're gonna just hold on and see what the end is going to be. And we know that there's something waiting at the end for us. Amen. And we just hold out and be faithful. Father God, we thank you and we love you for each and every one that has come, everyone that has blessed, oh God. I pray for my husband, oh Father God, that he'll feel better, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Father God, that he'll continue to be strong in you, oh God. He's doing fine. He just had a fall and got a little joshed up, but we just believe in God that there's all to it. Amen, 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 amen. So same time next week, Lord bless. Same time next week. Amen. Same time on tomorrow evening. Minister Vivian will be on the same number. Amen. At 7 o'clock on Friday. Minister Janice at 8 o'clock. You all be blessed. And let us try to come back. Amen. And the rest of this month, we'll be focusing on the Christmas. And we know that Christmas is about Christ. Amen. It's all about Christ. So anything that you do that outside of Christ is don't pertain to Christmas as far as we are concerned. Amen. Everything. Amen. Has been set aside. This is man doing, but that man do it to recognize the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You all be blessed. Love on each other before
be
you
blessed.
Go.
Yes. Love everyone. Be blessed.
Love y'all. Be blessed.
Hey, Lord.
Be blessed. Yes.
Right. Love you all.